frozen meat.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and good morning to you across the nation. On the cables of CBS, we're all pleased and happy and ready to bring you some music, as we are every day for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a real delightful treat. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your pastime or your occupation today, I hope you're going to take the companion piece that we like so much, and I know that you will, too. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, today I think you're going to like our music. It's all brand new stuff, and I suppose that, for the most part, records that haven't been exposed across the network yet, so maybe it'll be all fresh and new to you, like that flavor of Wrigley Spearmint. Here's the first one, four boys who come to the musical world on a hit called Shangri-La. Their names are the Four Coins. They record for the Epic People, and as a follow-up to Shangri-La, they do a swell job on this new one called This Life.
Everything.
And you'll make your future wonderful if you find someone to share this life. This life can mean so much to you.
They've got an interesting sound, haven't they? They call themselves the Four Coins, and they're bright and shiny these days in the musical world because they have just concluded successful engagements out on the West Coast and at Las Vegas. They have a big hit going in Shangri-La, and now this fine follow-up called This Life. A very pretty tune. And sometimes it makes you realize, it poignantly brings up the fact that this is a strange industry, this business of making records, because here's kids who have been singing this well for the last 3 or 4 years together as a team, as a multiple-voice quartet, and yet nothing happened. Then all of a sudden, the launching of one big record makes them stars, and then the world accepts their work. Well, I suppose that's life generally. Now, Mama, let me make a little bit of a suggestion, if I may, please. When you're out shopping today, whether it be in the supermarket, the little grocery store, delicatessen around the corner from your house, or the drugstore, wherever it is, I'm pretty certain that there will be a big display of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. That's because there's no product that pleases more people more often than does Wrigley. And I hope that you're going to have the opportunity of serving it to your family, perhaps as an aperitif to the evening meal, perhaps as a dessert course. But you make that available to the people in your household. Wrigley Spearmint. You see, it's good, and it's good for you. Wrigley Spearmint aids digestion. It's the chewing action that does that. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum can keep your teeth clean and attractive. Again, it's the chewing action that does that. And, of course, it's the good, minty, lively flavor of Wrigley Spearmint that makes it so pleasant to chew. So pick up a couple of packs or a box of Wrigley Spearmint. Have it in your house always for the convenience and the enjoyment of the people that you love best. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Here's a little girl singer by the name of Terry Stevens. Maybe her life story will read something like the coins one of these days, because she has come up to the record industry with four or five good songs, at least performance-wise, it was excellent on shellac. But somehow or another, Terry hasn't quite clicked. Maybe a little boost up the first rung of the ladder will help on this network spin. Terry Stevens with a new Victor record called Untouched Heart. Terry Stevens with Untouched Heart. Sitting here listening to the lyric, I'm struck dumb by the thought, conjuring up the notion. What if all of a sudden you could ban forever, once and for all, the human emotion of love? What would the poets write about, and what would songs be written about? Because 99% of all the songs that come out have to do with love, usually unrequited. And so that, therefore, would seem to indicate that the songwriters are generally either people frustrated in love, or else most of the people who like the songs that the frustrated songwriters write are frustrated in love, because it seems like those are always the popular songs, the songs where someone is suffering. It's a nice way to suffer, I guess. Well, anyway, it's good music, and it's called Untouched Heart by Terry Stevens. Couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint, Mama, today when you shop, please. If it's convenient. If it's not, you can get it tomorrow. This is not an urgency appeal. This is not a plea that you gotta have Wrigley Spearmint. Of course you don't gotta have nothing, really. But it just sort of adds to the enjoyment every day to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. And if you have a couple of packs, that means that everybody in the family can enjoy a stick tonight when you listen to radio or play records or go to the movies. Whatever you plan to do, you make certain that you have that companion piece of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum with the lively, bouncy, good flavor of the mint leaf. Wrigley Spearmint, the best gum there is. The story of Johnny Mathis is an interesting one. A little boy from the west coast of California, I say a little boy because he's not large in stature, a brilliant young athlete, a good student at the high school level, who gave up an Olympics trial for the pursuance of a career in music. That he did, I think the world has been charmed and blessed by, because now he has two tremendous hits under his belt, It's Not For Me to Say and Wonderful, Wonderful. Johnny Mathis brings the charm of his singing style to a third record now for Columbia, and here's its first play across the country. Johnny Mathis, Chances Are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
Johnny Mathis with a fine new one called Chances Are. Pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint and then be on hand tomorrow at your favorite CBS dial setting, because the Wrigley Show come tooting your way again, and I hope that we'll be loaded with the sort of records that you like for this hour of the day. So until we see you on the morrow, this is Howard Miller speaking for Wrigley Spearmint. Thanks very much for joining us today. I think it's going to be pleasant weather for you wherever you are, and now back over to Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard at this same time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago serves two full glasses.